Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请我们一同来看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
We'll begin with verse 19.
我们从第十九节读起。
Through verse 22.
一直读到第二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
提摩太后书第二章第十九节。
Yet the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those that are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
然而神坚固的根基立住了。上面有这印记说主认识谁是他的人又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义
But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels but also wooden and earthen and some to honor and some to dishonor
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
If therefore one shall have purified himself from these, in separating himself from them, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。预备行各样的善事。
But useful lusts flee, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together here in Thy holy name,
亲爱的主，当我们在你圣洁的名下聚集
，We want to thank Thee for being so loving, so kind, so gracious, so merciful to us.
我们要感谢你，对我们是那样的有恩典、有爱、有慈悲和怜悯。
It is only because of Thy grace that we are here.
是应着你的恩典，我们能够这样的聚集在这里。
And we all gather together this morning in Thy presence.
今天早上，我们乃是在你的同在里面一同聚集。
May Thy glory fill this place.
愿你的荣耀充满这地。
Speak, Lord, Thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote the second letter to Timothy before his martyrdom.
使徒保罗在他殉道以前写了第二封给提摩太的书。
He told us that we are living.In the last days.
他告诉我们，我们实在是在末世的时候。
Because in chapter 3 verse 1 he says.
在第三章第一节他说。
But this know that in the last days difficult times shall be there.
他说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Now the term the last day or the end of days is a Hebrew expression.
末世或者是末日是希伯来文的一个词。
It means the end of the period of the law, which introduces the coming of the Messiah.
就是在律法的时代的结束，就是要弥赛亚来到的时候。
So from the first coming of our Lord Jesus to the last. The second coming of the Lord Jesus. These days or call the last days.
所以从主第一次来到主耶稣第二次来这一段的时间，我们就叫做末世。
So even in the time of Paul, it was the beginning already of the last days.
所以即使是在保罗那个时间，已经是末世的开始。
And of course, we who are living in the 21st century, we are at the end of the last days.
当然，我们这些活在二十一世纪的人，我们是在末世的最后。
And even the Apostle Paul said, in the last days, difficult times will be there.
使徒保罗说，在末世的时候会有危险的日子。
Now this he speaks to God's people.
他说这些话是给神的子民说的。
In other words,
换句话说
at the coming of our Lord Jesus,
当主耶稣再来的时候
until his return,
从主耶稣头一次来只等到他再回来
all these years are difficult times to God's people.
这许多的年日对神的子民来说都是危险的日子。
Not only they are difficult times for the people of the world,
不单是对世人来说是艰难的日子
but they are especially difficult for God's own people.
对神的子民来说就更是艰难的日子。
Now why is it so?
为什么是这样呢?
Because our Lord Jesus is the truth.
因为我们的主耶稣他是真理。
And when truth comes,
当真理来到的时候
it will expose all falsehood.
他就要把所有的虚假暴露出来。
Our Lord Jesus is righteousness.
我们的主他是公义的。
And his righteousness will reveal all wicked lawlessness.
他的公义就要显明所有的不法和不义。
Our Lord is love.
我们的主是爱。
And his love will reveal all hatred in the world.
他的爱就要把世上所有的恨恶显明出来。
Our Lord is holy.
我们的主是圣洁的。
So his holiness will reveal all wickedness.
他的圣洁就要显明所有的不洁。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们说
Light comes into the world.
光来到世上地上。
But the world loves darkness.
但是世界却喜欢黑暗。
And they will not come to the light.
他们不来到光中。
Not only that.
不单这样。
But they will hate the light.
他们恨恶这光。
And as a result, they put our Lord Jesus away on the cross.
结果他们就把我们的主钉在十字架上。
Now, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
If this happened to our Lord Jesus.
如果这样的事发生在我们的主身上。
What can we expect?In this world,
我们对这个世界有什么的期待呢?
What can we expect in this wicked, dark world?
我们对这个邪恶、黑暗的世代能有什么的期待呢?
Can we expect something better than our Lord Jesus?
我们能够期待得到比我们的主更好的吗?
That is the reason why you find in Hebrews chapter 13.
这就是为什么在希伯来书第十三章那里说
saying that we shall go out of the camp and bear the reproach of Christ.
我们需要出到营外来背负主耶稣的灾难。
In other words,
换句话说
where our Lord Jesus is,
我们的主在那里
that is where we shall go.
我们也应该到那里。
And if we really follow the Lord Jesus,
如果我们真的跟随主耶稣,
we will suffer difficulties just like our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
我们要经历苦难就好像我们的主在世上一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if in the time of the Apostle Paul, these were difficult times,
如果在保罗的时候那是艰难的日子
How much more difficult it will be for us in this time
更何况今天在我们所处的日子呢
We find that it is difficult not only so far as the world is concerned.
我们, 不单是世界上他们有艰难的日子。
The world becomes more and more difficult.
世界越来越艰难了。
But we find even in the church, among God's people,
就是在教会，在神的子民当中，
we find that everything is increasingly difficult today.
我们也发现每一件事都越来越困难了。
You know, in the third chapter of 2 Timothy,
在提摩太后书第三章，
he began to describe the difficulties of the time.
保罗就开始描述艰难的各方面。
And he describes these not what happened in the world, but what happened in the church.
他所讲的不是在世上发生了什么事，乃是在教会里面发生了什么事。
He said in the last days,
他说在末世，
people will be lovers of pleasure.
个人都喜爱这个喜乐。
People will be lovers of self.
他们是贪爱自己。
And people will not be lovers of God.
他们不爱神。
They will not be lovers of good.
他们不爱好的事。
And this is described God's people.
这是描述到神的子民。
Not he is not describing the world.
他不是讲到世上的人。
Of course, the world, they love pleasure.
当然世界的人他们喜欢享乐。
Of course the world, they love themselves.
当然世界的人他们爱自己。
Of course, with the worldly people, they love money.
当然世界的人他们都贪爱钱财。
That is perfectly understandable.
这是我们所能够明白的。
But for God's people,
但是对神的子民来说，
instead of loving God,
他们没有爱神。
Instead of loving what is good,
他们没有爱好的。
They are not different from the people in the world.
他们跟世人没有什么的分别。
They also love pleasure.
他们也贪爱享乐。
They want to enjoy the world.
他们要享受世界。
They also love money.
他们也爱钱财。
So money is almost like a god.
钱财对他们就好像是神一样。
And they love themselves.
他们非常的爱自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we are living at this time, this kind of atmosphere,
如果我们乃是在这样的环境里面生活,
do you think it is easy to really love God?
你想会不是很容易来爱神呢?
Do you think it's easy for you to follow the Lord Jesus?
你想跟随主是不是很容易的事呢?
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth,
我们的主当他在世上的时候,
He said, because lawlessness increased.
他说不法的事会增加。
Therefore, the love of the many have gone grown cold.
所以众人爱神的心就冷淡了。
And then again, our Lord Jesus said,
主又说
in Luke chapter 18,
在路加福音第十八章，
Is there any faith he could find on the earth?
在世上他能够找到有信心的人吗？
So we find we are living in a difficult time.
所以我们就看见我们实在是活在艰难的日子里面。
It is very difficult for God's people to really follow the Lord.
实在对神的子民来说跟随主是不容易的。
Now as we are surrounded by such situation.
因为这都是包围我们的事。
Now what should we do?
那我们应该怎么样做呢？
Are we going with the world?
我们是跟随世界去吗？
Are we going with the fallen Christianity?
我们是不是跟这个已经堕落的基督教去呢？
How are we going to cope with such situation?
我们怎么样来面对这样的情况呢？
You know, when you read 1 Timothy,
当你读提摩太前书的时候，
in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15,
提摩太前书第三章第十五节，
the apostle Paul said, what is the church?
使徒说什么是教会呢？
The church is God's house.
教会就是永生神的家。
The church of the living God.
就是永生神的教会。
It is the base and the pillar of truth.
乃是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the great mystery of godliness.
这是神大在敬虔的奥秘。
Now this is what the church ought to be.
这就是教会所应有的情形。
And yet when you come into 2 Timothy.
然而当我们来到提摩太后书。
Only within a few years.
只不过是几年的光景。
Because when he wrote 1 Timothy.
因为当保罗写提摩太前书的时候。
It was after his first imprisonment in Rome.
乃是在保罗第一次在保罗被下监的时候。
After his first imprisonment.
就是在保罗第一次坐监的时候。
He was released for a while.
他被放出来有一段的时间。
And during that very few years, he was still able to travel, and even he visited Spain.
在那几年当中，他能够往各处走，甚至去了西班牙。
But after just a few years,
但是过了只不过几年的时间
，the situation completely changed.
情形就完全改变。
Now, if you read Roman history,
如果我们来读罗马的历史。
You find that Nero, he burned the city of Rome.
我们就知道尼罗皇他把罗马城他烧了。
And when the people really were so angry about it,
当人民非常愤怒的时候
he tried to find a scapegoat.
他就要找一个人来把那个要找一个代罪的羔羊。
And he says it's the Christian who burned Rome.
他就说乃是基督徒把罗马城烧掉了。
So great persecutions came to the believers.
所以信徒们当时就受了极大的逼迫。
And Paul was rearrested.
保罗又再一次被拘捕了。
And he was put in the dungeon.
他就被下到监牢里。
And he knew that his time of martyrdom arrived.
他知道他殉道的日子快要到了。
So he wrote to Timothy, his beloved son in the Lord.
所以他就写信给提摩太，就是他在主里所得的儿子。
He asked Timothy to come that he might see him for the last time.
他叫提摩太到他哪里去，好让他见他最后的一面。
So at that time, everything has changed.
那个时候，一切都好像改变了。
It was very difficult for believers to maintain their faith.
信徒在那个时候要保持他们的信心是非常艰难的。
It was extremely difficult for believers to love God.
那个时候，信徒要爱神，那是非常困难的。
And it was during that kind of atmosphere.
乃是在那样的环境里面。
That Paul wrote the second letter to Timothy.
保罗写了提摩太后书。
To encourage this young man.
来勉励这一位年轻人。
Not to be discouraged by what was happening around.
不要因着周围所发生的事灰心了。
But on the contrary.
相反的。
He should press on.Towards the goal.
他要向着标杆直跑。
And that is 2 Timothy.
这就是提摩太后书。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we would like to consider together.
我们要一同来思想。
When we are under that kind of difficult situation,
当我们在这样的艰难里面,
when you look around, everything is discouraging.
当我们看周围的时候，叫我们是灰心的。
When you look at yourself,
当你看你的自己，
you wonder when you were able to continue on.
你就稀奇，你能够继续下去吗？
What should we do?
我们应当怎么样做呢？
Is there any word for God from God to encourage us?
神有话语来鼓励我们吗？
Will God show us a way?
神会给我们看见一条路吗？
How can we walk during such difficult times?
我们在这样艰难的时候，我们应该怎么样行走呢？
The whole world is falling apart.
整个世界都瓦解了。
The church is falling away.
世界教会也好像倒下了。
Now what should we do?
那我们应该怎么办呢？
Where is our way?
我们的路在哪里呢?
And that is what you find in that passage we just read.
在我们所读的, 这段圣经里面, 你就找到这个的答案。
Now in that passage,
在这段圣经里面,
it began with a statement.
这里有一句的话,
he said, yet, in spite of everything, yet the firm foundation of God stands.
然而就是虽然有这许多的事, 神坚固的根基立住了。Everything
changes.
所有的事都改变。But
God remains the same.
但是神是一样的。Everything
today is being shaken.
而今天所有的事情都被震动。In
Hebrews we are told,
希伯来书告诉我们说,
the day will come.
日子来到,
and now is.
如今就是,
not only the earth will be shaken, even the heaven will be shaken.
不但地要被震动, 就是天也要被震动,
and everything that can be shaken will be shaken off.
能被震动的, 都被除去了,
only the everlasting kingdom can remain.
只有那永存的国能够,
保留. But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
there is one thing that never changes.
有一件事是永远不改变的。
God's foundation is firm.
神的根基立住了。
God's foundation stands.
神的根基是, 站立的。
Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨日、今日、直到永远, 耶和华是一样的。
He is the rock on which we stand.
他是磐石,就是我们所立的地方。
How comforting that is.
这给我们何等的安慰。
Everything is changing.
什么都在改变。
Everything is shaken.
什么都被震动。
But God's foundation stands firm.
但是神的根基是稳固的。
God is the same forever.
神是永远一样的。
He is our rock.
他是我们的磐石。
If we stand on Him,
如果我们站在他里面,
we will never be shaken.
我们永远不会受震动。
And nothing can shake us off.
没有一些事叫我们能够,
because
被打倒。
We are standing on Him.
因为我们来是站在神里面。
You remember what our Lord Jesus said?
你知道我们的主耶稣说了什么话吗?
After Peter confess him as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
当彼得宣告他是神, 就是基督,
our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说,
thou art Peter.
你是彼得,
you are a little rock,
你是一,
a little stone.
你是一块小的石头,
I will build my church upon this rock.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上,
this massive stone.
这块大的石头,
and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
You know, all the gates of Hades have been opened.
你知道阴间所有的门都被打开了。
All the evil forces of the enemy Satan are released.
仇敌撒旦他所有邪恶的力量都被释放了。
And all the forces will concentrate upon the church of God.
所有的力量都会集中在神的教会上。
But what is built on that rock, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
但是建造在这磐石上的阴符的门不能够胜过它。
If you see anything being shaken away in the church,
你如果看见在教会里面有什么东西是被震动以后,
you know it is not of God.
你知道这不是属于神的。
It is man's work.
是人的工作。
But whatever is built on the rock,
但是凡建造在磐石上的,
whatever is of Christ,
什么是从基督来的,
it can never be shaken.
这是永远不能够被震动的,
and it will never be overcome.
永远不能够被胜过的,
because our Lord Jesus is the foundation rock.
因为我们的主耶稣他就是那根基的磐石,
and we are building upon Him.
我们乃是在他上面建造。
We are actually the outgrowth of Him.
我们乃是从主生出来的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
let us remember,
让我们记得
in spite of all that surrounds us,
虽然所包围我们四围的事
in spite of our feeling ourselves as weak and feeble,
虽然我们觉得自己是极软弱
we look off unto Jesus,
我们转眼来看主耶稣
the author and finisher of our faith,
就是为我们信心创始成终的神
that is the only wayWe can stand.
这是我们唯一能够站立的方法。
And then it describes how, why is it that God's foundation stands firm?
然而这里又给我们看见为什么神稳固的根基立住了。
If anything is built upon the foundation of Christ,
如果有什么是建造在基督这个根基上的。
If your spiritual life is built on the foundation of Christ,
如果你属灵的生活乃是建造在基督这个根基上
If the church is built on the foundation of Christ,
如果教会是建造在基督这根基上
Then it will never be shaken.
这就永远不会被震动
And then you find you look at it from two sides.
你从两方面看
From God's side.
从神的方面看
And then from man's side
从人这方面看
He says
他说
Having this seal
上面有者印记
The Lord knows those that are his
主认识谁是他的人
You find that among so many people
你就看见在这许多人中
We do not know one another
我们不认识彼此。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们说
,Human heart is so evil,
人心是那样的诡诈。
No one knows his own heart,
甚至我们不认识我们自己的心。
Everyone is deceived by his own heart,
每个人都被他自己的心欺骗了。
And how we deceive one another,
我们也彼此欺骗。
But God knows,
但是神知道。
God knows those that are his,
主认识谁是他的人。
And he put a seal upon them.
他也把他的印记盖在他们的身上。
And you know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时候
for instance, in Ezekiel chapter 9,
比方说在以斯帖书第九章
or even in the New Testament time,
或者是在新约的时候
if you read Revelation chapter 7,
如果我们看启示录第七章
you find there is a symbolic way of saying it.
你知道这里有一个用一个好像一个代表的说法
When judgment is coming
当审判来到的时候
God put his seal upon the head forehead of those who are his
神把他的印记印在凡属他的人的额头上
So in the seal simply means if you put a seal on he claim it as his own
神如果把印记印在他一个人的身上乃是说这是属于我的
Because in the old days
因为在以前的时候
People go to the forest to purchase woods
有些人他们就到树林里面买一些的树木
And they all have a seal in their pocket
他们的袋子里面都有一个印章
And if you see a tree that you want to buy
你如果要买一棵树
You put your seal on it.
你就盖你的印章在上面。
It means that this tree is yours now.
这就是说这棵树你已经买下了。
So, seal means possession.
印记就是说拥有。
This is mine.
这是我的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
God put a seal upon those who are his.
神把他的印记印在凡属于他的。
It is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的印。
In Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书第一章
we are told that we are sealed with the Spirit of God.
我们都从圣灵里受了印记。
He possesses us.
他拥有我们。
He not only possesses us,
不但拥有我们
but he protects us.
他也保护我们。
Not only protects us,
不但保护我们
but he approves us.
他也称许我们。
This is mine.
这是我的。
I approve of you.
我称许他。
But you know, in Matthew chapter 7,
你知道在马太第七章
Our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说
When he shall come,
当他来的时候,
people will come to him.
人会到他面前说,
and said, Lord, Lord,
主啊, 主啊,
I prophesy in your name.
我靠你的名说预言。
I cast out demons in your name.
我靠你的名赶出污鬼。
I do miracles in your name.
我靠你的名行神子。
The Lord said,
主说,
I do not know you.
我不认识你。
You workers of wickedness.
你这邪恶的人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because you do not do my will.
因为你不行我的旨意。
You call me Lord, Lord.
你称呼我主,
but you do not obey me.
你却不, 听从我,
you do things on your own.
你自己做事,
I do not approve of you.
我不称许你,
so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
from the God's side,
从神那方面来看,
he said those who are really his,
凡属于他的,
they have his seal in them.
他们都有他的印记,
he not only claims us as his,
他不单宣告我们是属于他的,
and he will protect us,
他还要保护我们,
and he will approve us if we are really his.
如果我们真的是他的, 他也要称许我们。
Now that is from God's side.
这是从神的方面来看。
Then there is from the man's side.
从人这方面。
And said, Let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
又说,凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Now God knows who are his.
神知道谁是属于他的。
And he puts his seal upon those that he claimed to be his own.
他也把他的印记印在那些属于他的人。
But how do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know we are his?
我们怎么知道我们是属于他的呢?
Because the seal is not a physical thing.
因为这个印记不是一些物质的东西。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢?
We know it because the Bible says,
我们知道,因为圣经告诉我们,
Let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
What is iniquity?
什么是不义呢?
Iniquity is lawlessness.
不义就是不法。
Against the law of God.
就是 与神的法度是相反的,
against the will of God,
与神的心意是相反的,
against the heart of God,
与神的旨意是相反的,
lawlessness is unrighteousness,
不法就是不义,
things that are not right,
是不对的,
in the sight of God,
在神的眼光中,
because God is righteous,
因为神是公义的,
and those who are his must practice righteousness,
凡是属于他的必须行公义。
Lawlessness,
不法,
iniquity,
不义,
you know, the world is full of iniquity.
这个世界里面充满了不义,
because Satan is the father of iniquity.
因为撒旦就是不义的父,
and lawlessness now is rampant in the whole world.
不法今天是在充斥了整个的世界,
wickedness,
邪恶,
sin,
罪,
all these things,
所有这些的东西,
not only fill the world,
不但充满了世界,
but even fill the church,
甚至是在教会的里面。
Now all those who are his,
所有属于他的,
if you really name the name of the Lord,
如果你真的称呼主的名,
withdraw from iniquity,
要离开不义,
you cannot, you should not remain in iniquity,
你不该也不能
Now, if you withdraw from iniquity,
如果你离开不义,
isn't that strange?
是不是很奇怪呢?
If this word is spoken to the world,
如果这是向着世界说的话,
it seems reasonable.
好像是很有理由,
but this word is spoken to those who name the name of the Lord.
但是这些话乃是为着那些称呼主名的人说的。
We who name the name of the Lord,
我们这些称呼主名的人,
should already be withdrawn from iniquity.
应该是已经离开不义的。
Because the Lord has delivered us out of iniquity.
因为主已经把我们从不义里面拯救出来了。
He has forgotten, forgiven all our sins, our iniquity.
我们的罪，我们的不义已经被赦免了，已经被忘记了。
How should we go back into iniquity?
我们怎么能够再回到不义里面呢？
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸的,
this is what happened to God's people.
这就是发生在神子民当中的事。
Even to those who name the name of the Lord,
甚至那些称呼主名的人。
And the Lord said,
主耶稣说,
withdraw from iniquity.
要离开不义。
If you don't,
如果不是的话,
the Lord said,
主说,
I do not know you.
我不认识你。
You workers of wickedness.
你是行邪恶的人。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
there is a way for us to know
有一个方法我们能够知道,
whether we are really His,
我们是不是真的属于他,
whether we have the seal upon us,
我们是不是真的有着印记在我们身上,
whether we are really built on that foundation, firm foundation of God.
我们是不是真的建造在神这个稳固的根基上面。
And now, the Apostle Paul tried to apply these principles.
现在使徒保罗要用这些的原则。
He said in a great house.
他说在一个大户人家里面。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we have already said in 1 Timothy chapter 3,
在提摩太前书第三章我们已经说过了。
What is the church?
什么是教会呢?
The church is God's house.
就是神的家。
God dwells there.
神住在那里。
The church, in comparison with the world, the Bible calls the church little flock.
教会与世界比较来说, 圣经告诉我们说, 这是一个小群。
And in Luke chapter 12, verse 24, it said, Fear not, little flock.
在路加福音12章第24节说, 你们这些小群不要惧怕。
For it is a good pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom.
因为父的美意乃是要把国度给你们。
So in comparison with the world, the church is a little flock.
所以与世界来比较, 教会不过是一个小群。
But now, the church has become a great house.
但是现在教会已经变成了一个大户。
People may think now the church has grown.
世人以为教会好像长大了。
Formerly the church was persecuted.
以前教会是受逼迫的。
Now the church is welcomed by the world.
现在世界好像欢迎教会。
Ah, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The church has lost its purity.
教会已经失去了它的纯洁。
Because the world had entered into the church and take over.
因为世界已经进到教会里面，已经把它赢去了。
It is like water. The ship should above the water.
就好像那个水把船浮起来了。
The ship should float on the water.
那个船应该是浮在水面上。
But now the water has filled the ship.
现在水已经进到船里了。
That is what the church is today.
这就是教会今天的光景。
And when the church has become a great house.
现在教会变成了一个大户。
You know what happened?
你知道有什么事情发生吗?
Then you find that in the church, there are two different kinds of vessels.
你就发现在教会里面有两种不同的器皿。
If the church is God's house,
如果教会是神的家,
then there will be only one kind of vessel.
那应该只有一种的器皿。
Gold and silver.
就是金银。
But now you find in the great house,
但是现在你发现在大户人家里面,
there are two different kinds of vessels.
有两种的器皿。
You have gold and silver vessels.
有金器银器。
And you have wooden and earthen vessels.
但是也有木器和瓦器。
You have vessels to honor.
有贵重的器皿。
And you have vessels to dishonor.
也有卑贱的器皿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you know, we are all vessels.
你知道我们都是器皿。
Now what is a vessel?
什么是器皿呢?
A vessel is not an end in itself.
器皿不是单单是他自己的事。
And vessel is a means to an end.
而器皿乃是要达到一个目的所需要的。
We human beings are not the end.
我们这些人不是最后的目的。
We are vessels.Means to the end.
我们乃是器皿，我们乃是要达到目的所需要的。
We are created for God.
我们乃是为神而被创造的。
We are created to serve His purpose.
我们被创造乃是要遵行神的旨意。
And as vessels, what should be filled in the vessels?
我们作为器皿，有什么是应该放在我们里面的呢？
We should be gold and silver vessels.
我们应该是做金器和银器。
Because the gold and silver vessels is filled with gold and silver.
因为金器和银器乃是充满了金和银。
Gold in the scripture always represents the glory, the nature of God.
而金在圣经里面总是代表神的荣耀，神的性质。
It represents the life of God.
就是代表神的生命。
God's life is incorruptible.
神的生命是不能腐败的。
God's life is invaluable.
神的生命是没有价，是乃是无价的。
God's life never changes.
神的生命是不改变的。
Silver.
银。
In the scripture always represents redemption.
银在圣经里面是讲到救赎。
The redemptive work of our Lord Jesus.
基督耶稣他救赎的工作。
What he has accomplished on the cross is eternal.
他在十字架上所成就的乃是永久的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we are supposed to be gold and silver vessels.
我们应该是金器和银器。
It is his life.It is the finished work of Christ that makes us and fills us.
乃是他的生命，他的完成的救赎的工作来充满我们的。
And what you are filled with, that is what you poured out.
你所充满的，这就是你所流露的。
And that will be our service.
这就是我们的侍奉。
So some vessels are gold and silver vessels.
所以有的器皿是金器和银器。
They are vessels to honor.
他们是贵重的器皿。
That is to say, they are vessels that will honor the Lord.
这些的器皿，他们叫神的荣耀。
However they live and whatever they serve, they honor the Lord.
他们的生活，他们的侍奉，乃是叫神的主荣耀。
But those wooden And earthen vessels.
但是木器和瓦器呢
？Wood in the scripture always represents man themselves.
而木头在圣经里面就是代表人。
You know, a man stand there like a tree.
你知道我们站起来就好像一棵木头一样。
So and wood is corruptible.
木头是会朽坏的。
And wood and earthen.
乃是熟地的。
Because Our body is made of earth.
因为我们的身体乃是用土做的。
Cheap.
很便宜。
Mean.
很普遍的。
No value at all.
没有什么的价值。
In other words,
换句话说
we who should be filled with the life of Christ and serve With his life,
我们本该是充满了基督的生命，而靠他的生命来侍奉。
Instead of that,
我们没有这样做。
We still remain living according to our flesh.
我们还是按着我们的肉体而活。
According to the old Adam,
来是按着旧亚当而活。
And we are still earthly.
我们还是属地的。
We are not heavenly, we are earthly.
我们不是属天的，乃是属地的。
We are not spiritual, but carnal.
我们不是属灵的，乃是属肉体的。
And if this is what we are,
如果这是我们的情形，
our service is no different.
我们的侍奉也没有两样。
So what we pour out is wood and earth.
我们所流露出来的也不过是木头和泥土。
Our service is full of human themselves.
我们的侍奉乃是充满人的肉体的。
And it is all earthly, like the worldly ways.
就是乃是俗世的，就跟世界一样。
And they are vessels to dishonor.
这是卑贱的器皿。
Because they dishonor the Lord.
因为他们羞辱主。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
to be a vessel of honor or to be a vessel of dishonor, it doesn't mean that you are honorable.
作为贵重的器皿或是作为卑贱的器皿，不是说你是贵重的。
It is because you honor the Lord.
乃是因为你荣耀神。
Because everything comes from Him and everything goes back to Him.
因为一切都是从神而来的，一切也是归于神的。
So now you find in the great house.
所以你看见现在在大户人家。
You find in the church there are two different kinds of vessels.
在教会里面有两类的器皿。
To be gold and silver vessels are very rare.
做金器和银器乃是非常罕有的。
Because they are costly.
因为非常的昂贵。
But to be wooden and earthen vessels everywhere.
但是木器和瓦器到处都是。
You don't need to pay any cost.
不需付任何的代价。
Just be yourself, that's all.
你就让自己活就可以了。
Whatever you want, you do it.
你要做什么就做了。
So you find in the church so many wooden and earthen vessels.
所以在教会你就看见有许多的木器和瓦器。
And gold and silver vessels are rarity.
金器和银器是非常罕有的。
But if they should continue on,
但是如果他们这样继续下去，
when the Lord shall return,
当主耶稣再来的时候，
then you see the difference.
你就看见那个分别了。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
what should we do?
我们应该怎么样做呢？
We are not stronger than anybody else.
我们没有比别人强。
We are no better than anybody else.
我们没有比别人好。
How can we stand firm and follow the Lord?
我们怎么样能够站稳来跟从主呢？
Do we just say, well, if everybody is like that, why should I be different?
或者我们说，人人都是这样，我怎么不可以呢？
If everybody has an easy way, why should it be that I have such a hard way?
大家都走容易的道路，为什么我要走艰难的道路呢？
Why do I not just go with the crowd?
我不是跟人群去就好吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
are you doing that?
你是不是这样做呢？
Are you being tempted to do that?
你是不是有这样的试探呢？
No.
不要。
The Lord said,
主说，
You should be gold and silver vessels.
你应该做金器和银器。
Because that is what the Lord desires.
因为这是主所要的。
If you really love the Lord,
你如果真的爱主，
in spite of it,All that surrounds you are wooden and earthen vessels.
虽然在你的周围都是木器和瓦器。
You have to be gold and silver vessels.
你还是要做金器和银器。
Because you do not live for yourself.
因为你不是为自己活。
You live for him.
你是为他而活。
He who loves us.
他那一位爱我们的。
And gave himself for you.
为你舍己的。
How can you not live for him?
你怎不能为他而活呢？
So, what the word says.
所以这里的话说，
Here is the word of Lord to you.
主今天对你有话说。
If, therefore, one shall have purified himself from these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, serviceable to the master,Prepared for every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事， 就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
There is no need for any one who named the name of the Lord to remain as earthen and wooden vessels.
凡称呼主名的，没有一个需，没有任何的需要，我们还是做俗土，还是做木器和瓦器。
All the wooden and earthen vessels can become gold and silver vessels.
所有木器和瓦器都能够变成金器和银器。
We can leave to be the vessels to dishonor.And by the grace of God, to be the vessel to honor.
靠着主的恩典，我们能够脱离做木器和瓦器，成为贵重的器皿，银器、金器和银器，怎么样办呢？
好，
怎么样做呢
？Very simple.
很简单的。
If anyone should have purified himself from these, that is.From being earthen and wooden vessels.
人若既自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就是脱离做木器和瓦器。
Then you shall be golden and silver vessels.
就必做金器和银器。
The word purify,
自洁这个词
，in Greek, it is only used twice.In the New Testament.
在希腊文在新约里面只用了两次。
One is here.
第一处是在一处是在这里。
You purify yourself.
自洁。
And the other is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
另外一处就是在哥林多前书第五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it said, Now purge out the old leaven.
在哥林多前书第五章那里说要除去旧教
so that the whole lump will be sanctified.
好叫全团都成圣。
You know, the church today is celebrating the feast of the unleavened bread.
你知道教会今天是应该守这个无酵节。
But leaven has come in.
但是酵进来了。
Wickedness have come in.
邪恶进来了。
False teaching have come in.
虚假的教导进来的。
And that three measure meals that should be presented to God is now leavened up.
现在这些应该是给奉献给神的已经有酵进到里面。
So, at that time you remember a brother married His father's wife.
你知道在当时那个教会有人就娶了他的继母。
Incest.
是一个。
The sin of incest. 乱伦的。
这是乱伦的事。
And such thing even the world does not have.
就是世界也不行这样的事。
But the church has such case.
教会竟然有这样的事。
And the whole church does not repent.
教会没有悔改。
They think we are so liberal, we can accommodate anything.
他们以为非常的民主，他们能够包含所有的事。
So the Apostle Paul, with the discernment from God.
所以使徒保罗就给他们这样的话。
He said, purge out the old leaven.
要除去旧教。
Drive out.
把这些赶出去。
If he does not repent,Drive him out.
如果他不悔改，把他赶出去。
Because the church is an unleavened bread.
因为教会应该是无酵饼。
Now that is in 1 Corinthians 5.
这是在哥林多前书第五章。
And now here.
现在在这里。
The word is used again.
这个词又在用了。
But it is not against others.
不是是用在其他人的身上。
It is against yourself.
乃是用在你自己的身上。
Purify yourself.
你要自洁。
In other words,
换句话说
the leaven that is in you,
在你里面的酵
you need to purify it.
你要把它除去。
Cast it out.
把它赶出去。
You will not remain in your flesh.
你不能够留在肉体的里面。
You cannot follow the way of the world.
你不能够跟随世界的道路。
You have been doing that.
你是这样做了。
Now, purge yourself.
现在你要自洁。
Cast it out.
把它赶出去。
Purify yourself.
你要自己成为圣洁。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How unfortunate.
非常可惜的。
How sorrowful.
实在是很不幸。
Many brothers and sisters are contented to remain earthen and wooden vessels.
很多的弟兄姊妹们，他们非常满意继续来做木器和瓦器。
May the grace of God, the love of God, constrain you.
但愿神的恩典，神的爱激励我们。
Now it is true, we cannot purify ourselves.
是的，我们自己不能够叫自己成为圣洁。
God is able to do it.
但是神能。
The Holy Spirit is ready to do it.
圣灵已经预备好做这样的工作。
But it needs you, your cooperation.
但是需要你合作。
Are you willing?
你是否愿意？
Are you desiring it?
你是否渴慕？
Are you willing to be purified?
你愿不愿意被成为圣洁？
Or are you contented to remain as earthen and wooden vessel?
或者你作为木器瓦器，你已经非常的满足了。
You dishonor the Lord today.
你今天羞辱主。
And one day the Lord said,
有一天主要说，
I do not know you.
我不认识你。
I do not approve you.
我没有称许你。
Cast out.
把他赶出去
into outer darkness,
在外面的黑暗里
because you have no use for him.
因为你对我没有用处
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
may the love of Christ constrain us,
但愿神的爱激励我们
and create within us a desire not to be contented being an earthen and wooden vessels.
在我们的里面做一实在给我们有一个心愿，我们不满意做木器和瓦器。
Not to dishonor the Lord in our life.
不要我们在我们的生活里羞辱主。
Weak as we are,
虽然我们是软弱，
we want to honor Him.
我们要来荣耀他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the Spirit of God will give you the power.
神的灵会给你这样的能力
to cast out.That which is not of God.
把这些不是神的赶出去。
Cast it out from your life.
从你的生命里面赶出去。
Cast it out from your work.
从你的工作里面赶出去。
And he will purify you.
他要叫你成为圣洁。
As pure gold, pure silver.
就好像纯的金、纯的银一样。
He will sanctify you.
他要叫你成圣。
Make you a suitable vessel, serviceable to the master.
成为圣洁，合乎主用
and prepare for every good work that is to do the will of God.
预备行各样的善事。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
That's what he will do.
因为这是他要做的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I beg of you,
我求你们，
do not be contented to be earthen and wooden vessels in that great house.
不要在大户人家满意做木器和瓦器。
Rise up,
站起来。
By the grace of God,
起来，靠着神的恩典。
Purify yourself,
要自洁。
And the Lord will make you vessels to honor.
主要叫你做贵重的器皿。
Now these are principles.
这是原则。
Now, let's go to practical.
那我们怎么样实际来做呢？
Verse 22.
But
youthful lusts flee.
你要逃避少年的私欲。
And pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
同拿倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Here you'll find two things.
这里你看见两件的事。
One is negative, one is positive.
一个是反面的，一个是正面的。
Negatively flee.
反面的我们要逃避。
Positively pursue.
从正面来看要追求。
So we have two things to do.
所以我们要做两件的事。
We have to flee from youthful lust.
我们要逃避少年的私欲。
Ah, you said. That speaks to the young people.
你说这是向年轻人说的。
I'm already 60 years old or 70 years old.
我现在已经60岁、70岁了。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Sometimes the elderly have more youthful lust than the young people.
许多时候年长的比年轻的有更多少年的私欲。
Now, what is youthful lust?
什么是少年的私欲呢？
You read 1 John chapter 2.
你看约翰一书第二章。
Verse 10, verse 12, 14, 17.
第十二、十四、十七节。
And you find what is youthful lust?
你就看见什么是少年的私欲。
Youthful lust is the love of the world.
少年的私欲就是爱世界。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
就是肉体的私欲，眼目的情欲。
Only the young people love that.
是不是单是少年人喜欢这个呢？
Yes.
是的。
The young people say, now you older people, you have seen the world, you have tasted everything. We have to try ourselves.
少年人说，你们这些年长的，你们都经过了，你们都享受过了，现在该是我们了。
It is easy for you to say not to love the world.
当然了，你可以说不要爱世界。
Because you have tasted the bitterness of the world.
因为你尝过了世界的苦味。
We haven't even tasted the sweetness of it yet.
我们连甜味都没尝过。
Ah, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Many white hairs love the world more than the young people.
你知道许多白头发的人，他们爱世界比年轻人更多。
They are more of the lust of the flesh, more of the eyes, and the love of pride of life.
他们喜爱的眼目的情欲、世界的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Flee.
要逃避。
We all need to flee from it.
我们需要从这些逃避。
Now why do you flee?
为什么你要逃避呢？
If there's an earthquake,
如果有地震
My, flee for life.
你快要逃命了。
If you love that youthful lust, you will die.
如果你贪爱这少年的私欲，你就要死亡。
Flee from it.
要逃避。
Ah, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We need to flee.
我们需要逃。
Run, run, run.
要跑，跑。
Do not linger.
不要耽误。
Do not look back.
不要回头望。
Remember Lot's wife.
记得罗德的太太吗？
But fleeing is only negative.
但是逃避是反面的。
We have to pursue.
我们还要追求。
Pursue is a strong word.
追求乃是非常强的一个词。
You know, Christian life is not.A leisurely walk.
你知道基督徒的生活不是一个很舒服的步行。
Is not resting on a sedan and let people carry you to heaven.
不是坐在轿子上让人把你抬进天堂。
Christian life is strenuous.
基督徒的生活乃是非常辛苦的。
We have to apply ourselves.
我们需要用功。
We have to be diligent.
我们需要殷勤。
Now, what are we pursuing?
我们追求什么呢？
We pursue after righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我们追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
These are the characters of Christ.
这是基督的性格。
We pursue after righteousness.
我们追求公义。
Because our Lord is righteous.
因为我们的主是公义的。
So we must be righteous.
所以我们必须成为公义。
Our Lord is faith.
我们的主是蛮有信的。
We have to pursue faith, believing, trusting in God.
我们需要追求信心，我们需要相信神。
He is love.
他是爱。
Not the earthly love.
不是世上的爱。
It's agape love.
乃是神的爱。
divine love.
神圣的爱。
We need to pursue that.
我们需要追求这个。
We need to pursue peace.
我们需要追求和平，和平。
Peace with God.
与神相合。
Peace with ourselves.
与自己相合。
Peace with one another.
与别人相合。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We need to pursue the character of Christ.
我们需要追求基督的性格。
More than that.
比这个更多。
You cannot do it all alone.
你不能够单独的来做。
We need one another.
我们需要彼此。
So when you are pursuing,
当你追求的时候，
with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要同哪倾心祷告主的人。
Thank God in the church, there are few gold and silver vessels.
感谢神，在教会里面还有一些金器和银器。
Pursue with them.
与他们一同追求。
Call upon the Lord.
一同来求告主的名。
Fellowship with one another.
彼此交通。
Encourage one another.
彼此勉励。
And build up the character of Christ in your life.
叫基督的性格在你的生命里面被组织起来。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't go away.
不要走开。
Stand for the Lord.
为主要站住。
Pursue with those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
同那倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
This is the way for us today.
这是我们今天所要走的道路。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts do bow before Thee.
主，我们的心俯伏在你的面前。
Thou knowest everything.
主，你知道一切。
And Thou hast provided a way for those who want to follow Thee.
主啊，你也为着那些要跟随你的人预备了道路。
Pray that I will encourage them to go on.
主啊，我们求你勉励他们继续往前。
Thou will have mercy upon all of us.
愿你在我们众人身上有怜悯。
That none of us will remain as earthen and wooden vessels.
叫没有一个人继续做木器和瓦器。
That all will by thy grace purify themselves as long as it is still time.
叫所有的人还有时候的时候靠着你的恩典都能够自洁。
That we may also be acceptable, approved by thee.
叫我们能够合乎主用。
And to thee be the glory.
愿所有荣耀都归给主。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.